أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's name is a name that we need to learn about, especially in the climate that we live in at the moment. It was supposed to be two names, but I realized I would have to spend today's time just on one. If you look at the headlines today, all you can see is that the biggest companies are laying off their employees. You can see the prices of bread, of oil, of gas, petrol going up. You see things get more expensive. You see people being kicked out of their homes. You see uncertainty in the job market. You apply to 100 jobs and you don't get a call back. In fact, someone steals your number to sell you a washing machine. Desperate times. We have a world right now that's been thrashed economically. And that uncertainty can get into the mind and make us worry, make us stress, and because of the breakdown of our iman. That is why today's name is the name of Allah, Ar-Razzaq. What are the root letters of Ar-Razzaq? Ra-Zaqa. What does that mean? What is rizq? The Arabs... Go on then.
Provision.
Okay, you say provision. Yes, you tell me. Provision. Okay, yes.
Sustenance.
Good. These are the ways that this name has been translated most frequently. The Arabs would say classically, رزق العصفور الفرخة. What are they describing? Does anybody know how a bird feeds its children, its chicks? Yes.
It literally puts the food into his mouth.
Correct. Correct. If you watch the documentaries, the way that a pigeon or an eagle would feed its children, the baby birds, is that the baby bird will open its mouth and the mother will basically put the food in the child's mouth with its mouth. Beak to beak. Yes? This is what the Arabs used to call rizq. It's when the food is placed inside your mouth without you having to do anything to earn it. And then rizq later, you know, became a more wider usage of the word. Anything that's given, but particularly food. Why food? Because it's the basis for life. Without food, we would all die. So providing someone what gives them life, what makes them breathe and survive, this is what the word rizq became used for, and particularly when it came to food. But then it became used in wider language for any kind of good thing that I give someone. Now, I'm going to give you the ayah, and you have to tell me what is the rizq, what's being provided here. Okay? Deal? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he's talking about the Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam. He says, Shu'ayb alayhi salam says,
يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي.
My people, can't you see if Allah has given me clear proofs?
وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا.
And he gave me beautiful rizq.
وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه.
I don't want to go against the things I'm preaching to you. So this is Shu'aib giving da'wah to his people. He's inviting his people to Islam. And while he's inviting them to Islam, he says, Allah gave me beautiful rizq. What's he talking about? Butter chicken? What's he talking about? Yes.
I think he's talking about food.
You think he's talking about food? So they're saying to him, Shu'aib, you should worship idols. He says, guys, how can I worship idols when Allah's given me beautiful food? Go on.
Life.
Okay. Yes, what else? Yes. But he already mentioned the clear proofs. And then he said, and he gave me beautiful rizq.
So, is it general?
I don't know, you tell me. Yes, yes, Sheikh.
Guidance.
This is what the majority of tafsir scholars say. Is that when Shu'aib alayhi salam is talking to his people, and he's talking about, and he's saying to them, how can I worship idols when Allah has given me beautiful rizq? Majority of tafsir scholars say that it's not referring to the food that he has at home. But the beautiful rizq that Allah gave him is guidance. That's what brings him to life. That's what helps him survive, just like food helps you and me survive. Can there be a greater rizq than this? Now I'll give you another ayah. Of course, some professionals say, no, he's referring to food. And he's saying, Allah has given me so much food, so blessings, life, food, all these things. How can I then disobey him? That's another opinion. But going with the majority, rizq, guidance can be rizq. Okay? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he's asked about his first wife Khadija, there's a famous statement that he has with this word in it. Anybody know? Masha Muhammad memorized all the hadith related to marriage. Yes, ma'am. Yes, tafadhal, ya Sheikh. Inni ruziqtu hubbaha. Allah has given me the rizq of loving Khadija. Sorry, Habib. Mandatory part of the lesson. Allah gave me the rizq of her love. So love can be a form of rizq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Okay, now I'm going to give you another example. Another example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ قُتِلُوا أَوْ مَاتُوا.
Those who migrated for Allah's sake and then they died. They were killed or they died.
لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا.
Allah will definitely, absolutely, 100% give them a beautiful rizq.
وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
And Allah is the most beautiful provider. So we're talking about someone who is migrating, let's say from Mecca to Medina, and then they die. And Allah's promising them rizq. What rizq? Jannah? What do you think? Jannah? Okay. They're saying it's paradise. Because he's dead, so Allah can't give him food, right? It's not going to benefit him. Who can give me a verse that proves that it's Jannah? Yes? Yeah, that he's promising these people who died for his sake while migrating. Yes? Mm-hmm. MashaAllah, very good. We don't have the cash today, Sheikh. But your cash, inshallah, is your rizq, indallah. Yes? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ. Allah says, don't think that those who died in his way are dead. But they are alive with Allah. يرزقون. They are being provided for. Provided for with what? Not with chicken tikka masala. Not with biryani. They are being provided for. Allah left it open. We don't know all the mysteries of paradise and all the mysteries and the beauties and the blessing that Allah will provide. It's left open. But also the other proof is the next verse. Allah says, when he talks about these people who migrated and died in his path, who knows the next ayah?
وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ قُتِلُوا أَوْ مَاتُوا لَيَرْزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ لَيُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ مُدْخَلًا يَرْضَوْنَهُ.
Allah will give them entrance to a beautiful place. That is the rizq he's going to give them. So rizq can be the love of someone else. Rizq can be guidance from Allah. And rizq can be the afterlife, can be Jannah, can be paradise, can be provision from Allah. Right? So initially, people have a very narrow understanding of rizq, food on the table. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that actually the rizq is, it's much wider than that. We, in our understanding of rizq, we misunderstand the meaning of ar-razzaq. Because we think ar-razzaq is the one that gives me food. So if I'm talking to ar-razzaq, I have to ask him for food. And if my rizq is low, that means I don't have food in the fridge, I don't have money in the bank. No. When Allah provides, He provides much more than money. He provides you love. He provides you paradise. He provides you guidance. And there might be somebody who is low on the wealth side. They don't have that much money in the bank. But wallahi al-azim, they are richer than all of us combined. Because their riches are not material. Their riches, their real estate, their property is in the afterlife. Their riches is in the richness of their heart, in the richness of their connection to Allah. Imam al-Shafi'i used to say, al-ilmu arzaq, knowledge is a rizq, it's a provision from Allah. So don't think, because my bank balance is low, because I live in a deprived neighborhood, I don't have a nice car, that Allah didn't give me rizq. No, He gave you rizq. And the first rizq He's gave you is that you're listening to this. This is the greatest rizq. Guidance from Allah. This is the greatest rizq. Why is it the greatest rizq? If I gave you biryani, and I gave you guidance from Allah, why is guidance from Allah greater than biryani? Yes. Than biryani. How is it better? I eat biryani, I enjoy my biryani. What are you trying to say? Yes.
Biryani, I don't think has no use to you.
Aha. The guidance from Allah is a rizq that never ends. It's a provision that never stops benefiting you. Whereas my biryani, they say digestion cycles take about 6 hours. And then whatever biryani is there, akramakumullah, is gone. Right? But the guidance from Allah is rizq that never ends. It's a provision, its benefits never end. Imagine if I could give you a plate of biryani, but you could keep eating from it and it never ended. Yeah, that would be some kind of rizq. But inshallah, we will meet and we will gather around this biryani in Jannah. جَعَلَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ and may Allah make us from that. Now, enough about biryani, back to the ar-razzaq. We talked about rizq. What is the meaning of rizq? We said rizq is greater, it's wider, it's more broad than just food. Now, what does that mean for ar-razzaq? Ar-razzaq is on the pattern fa'al, which means that Allah gives rizq frequently and He gives a lot of it. That is the nature of Allah. Allah is always providing. Not just food, but everything else that He gives us, if you just think. And the greatest thing Allah provides us is guidance. Now tell me something. Allah is ar-razzaq or ar-raziq. He's the provider. But can human beings be a raziq as well? Can human beings be a provider? Yeah? In a different way?
Yeah.
In a lesser way. Okay, very good. What's your name, Habibi?
Muhammad.
So he says, yes, human beings can provide, but not the same way Allah provides. Can anyone give me an ayah in the Quran where Allah says human beings are giving rizq? That's okay? Of the family?
Yeah.
On that topic. It's close to that topic. Anybody? It's a tough question.
Is it the same
Surah Al-Isra? It's in Surah Al-Isra. Allah says, وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. Allah's talking about orphans. Right? He says, when the orphans are not of age, they've not matured yet, don't give the orphans their inheritance money just yet. But provide them from the inheritance money. وَرُزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا. But what is the difference between you and me providing and the provision of Allah? We said it's lesser, fine. What exactly? What's different? Yes. Beautiful. So human being is not really providing from nothing. They're just moving the provision around. They need Allah to provide for them first. Good. Yes. Okay. We need means to provide. If I say to Muhammad, I need £100. but teleport it to me through your brain. No, he can't, right? It's got to be cash. Or it's got to be a bank. We need some way to provide. But Allah can provide without the means. Allah can provide directly if he wishes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Human beings need to provide from Allah's provision. Yes.
Basically,
when you say basically, I know you're going to make a complicated point. But you can tell me the point anyway.
All the means. The human beings are sometimes the means.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just the means, then...
We never... Good, really beautiful. If human beings, we are the means of provision. Right? If you got a paycheck, you're working for me. You get your paycheck from me. I'm just a means to pass the money to you. But I didn't provide you in the first place. Yes. Right. Human beings need food just as the person they are giving needs as well. So we are needy. We need rizq and the person we're giving to needs rizq. What about the intention behind giving? Let's say I give you a gift. This is my rizq for you, Habibi. Yes. What could be my intention? Maybe I want to marry your daughter. Right? Human beings could have agendas. Right? Could have motives. Right? Yes, I go give Sheikh, our Imam Sheikh Muhammad Ali, I give him a gift. And inside the gift underneath there's a letter. Please let me lead Maghrib Salah. Yeah, I could have my motives, my strings attached to the rizq. Right? When some countries give a lot of charity to other countries, millions and millions of dollars, they call it international aid. Then when the time comes, they say, well, now you have to do what we tell you to do. This is rizq with strings. Strings attached. Shurut. Yes.
Doesn't need anything from... Why would he have strings attached?
Exactly. Allah doesn't need anything from us, so he doesn't have any strings. Does Allah not provide for Fir'aun more than he provides for you and me? So the provision Allah's giving was not dependent on something from Fir'aun. Imam al-Razi mentions 7 reasons why Allah's rizq is different from our rizq. And Allah's provision is different from our provision. And I just want to point to one of those matters. One way of understanding the rizq of Allah and the provision of Allah. But to tell you that, I have to tell you a story. A story about a woman in Palestine. A story about a woman who was praying in Masjid al-Aqsa. Which woman is this? Maryam. In Surah Maryam, Allah informs us something about Maryam. Maryam is a devout lady. She's worshipping Allah. She's in Masjid al-Aqsa. And who's looking after Maryam? Who's her caretaker? Yes? Zakariya. Now every time Zakariya alayhi salam enters upon the door, opens the door, and he sees Maryam alayhi salam. What does he see? Anybody knows? Food? What kind of food? Suqar. Chicken suqar? Lamb suqar. No. What food does Zakariya alayhi salam see with Maryam alayhi salam? Yes.
Fruits.
What kind of fruits?
Out of season
fruits. So she's getting winter fruits in the summer and summer fruits in the winter. Now Zakariya alayhi salam asks her the question. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Whenever he entered her worship place, he found with her rizq. قال أنى لك هذا. Where did you get this from? This is the time before Co-op, before Tesco. Where did you get this from? Before next day delivery. So the delivery man couldn't come through the window. And if she got the fruit, he would have seen where she got it from. Where did you get this from? What does Maryam alayhi salam say? Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. It's from Allah. Hiya min indillah. Allah provides whoever he wants with no calculation, with no limits. I want to give you some context before I give you the punch in the face in this story. Zakariya alayhi salam has no children. Zakariya alayhi salam has been asking Allah for a child for a long time. But it's not happening. Allah hasn't given him a child yet. Anybody's heart, I'm not talking about Zakariya alayhi salam, but you and me, eventually we give up. Eventually we give up. Zakariya alayhi salam, after so many years of asking for a child, he doesn't have a child. But today he sees something strange. He saw that Allah provided Maryam alayhi salam fruits with no means, out of season. And you know what he realized? Really, Allah can give you anything if he wants to give it to you. And so standing in the room while looking at Maryam and looking at the fruits, Zakariya alayhi salam makes dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. While standing in front of the fruits, Zakariya makes dua. He gets a realization. If Allah can give her fruits out of season, from nowhere, they just appear, then can Allah not give me a son? قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِن لَّدُنكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. He said, oh Allah, gift me from you a beautiful progeny. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. You are the one that hears our calls. And immediately, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ. The angels called out to him straight away while he was standing there in prayer. يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. While he was in prayer. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. Allah congratulates you with a boy named Yahya. Sometimes you need to see it to remember. There's a reason Zakariya alayhi salam asks Allah for a child the moment he sees the fruits. Sometimes we forget. Allah can give you, provide for you, with no cause, with no means, with no limitations. Bi ghayri hisab. If you ask me today, Hisham, give me this laptop. Hisham, can you please give me £500? The first thing I do, I calculate how much savings do I have in my bank account? Can I afford to give this to him? Someone invites you to a wedding. You say, how much should I give them? £50? £30? What's the budget for the gift? We always calculate. We always budget. Allah doesn't calculate. Why doesn't Allah calculate? Why isn't he worried? Yes. Allah has unlimited resources. Allah tells us in the Quran about this difference.
قُلْ لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ.
I made a mistake in tilawa. Anybody? Correct me? خلاص. Allah says, O humans, if you owned everything Allah owned, if you owned the heavens and the earth, إِذَنْ لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنفَاقِ. You would still be careful, you'd be tight-fisted. You'd be scared, if I give, what's going to be left? If you owned this universe, you would be like that. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. Human beings are miserly, they're tight-fisted. They calculate, they over-calculate. How much gift should I give to this person? You know, one of the funny cultural things that we have, in my culture anyway, if you visit a wedding, Asian, Southeast Asian wedding, there's someone at the door with a notepad. Anybody can tell me what that person is doing? Yes, Ahsan, tell me. Every person that comes to the wedding, let's say you come, you give me £20, this person writes down, Abdullah, £20. Muhammad comes, give me £50. This person is writing, Muhammad, £50. You know why? Ahsan, tell us why.
They'll give you the same amount back next
time. When I go to Abdullah's wedding, then I have to give him £20. When I go to Muhammad's wedding, I have to give him £50. This is our culture. Somebody sitting there with a notepad so that you don't give more than one, not even £1 more than what the guy gave you. Someone came and gave you a wedding gift, you're going to give him exactly that wedding gift one day. Al-insan yu'ati bi-hisab. Human beings, we give with lots of hisab, calculation, think, budgeting. How much should we give? No, that's too much, that's too... But what does Allah give? بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. This phrase that Allah gives without calculation, without recourse, without worry of what's in the bank account, this phrase comes in the Quran 7 to 8 times. And one of those times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to you and me. Allah says,
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ.
Believers, those who claim to be believers, be conscious of your Lord.
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً.
Those who did good, in this world you will get good.
وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً.
And Allah's land, Allah's earth is vast.
إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
Those who are patient in this world will get a reward with no calculation. You know what that means? Anybody ever heard of a blank check? A blank check? You know what a check is, right? These days we don't have checks, right? Because we all do mobile banking, right? There was a time when there was a thing called a check, where if I wanted to give you £500, I would write £500 only, and I'd give you the check. You go to the bank, you cash it in, and you get that money in your account. Imagine someone gives you a blank check. However much money you want, go and cash it in whenever you want. This is what the meaning of بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. That means we should not be conservative when we ask Allah. Nothing is impossible for Allah. Ask Allah. Beg Allah. Plead to Him. Because those who have to worry about what they have, Allah is not one of them. Those who will calculate what you asked, Allah is not one of them. Those who have an agenda in giving you, Allah is not one of them. Allah wants to give you, but He wants you to ask. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ.
If you ask my slaves about me, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my slaves ask you about me, tell them, I'm close.
أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ.
I respond to someone when they call me. You have to call first.
فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي.
Let them respond to my invitation.
وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي.
And be certain I will give. If you want from Allah's rizq, you have to ask. And one of the greatest reasons to receive the rizq of Allah is to be close to Him. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
Who receives Allah's rizq? Allah here says, the patient ones, those who are patient, will get Allah's rizq without any calculation. But elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says something similar.
وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا.
Whoever is conscious of Allah, Allah will find them a way out.
وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ.
He'll provide from you from the place you least expected it. You never expected to provide it from here, and He provided for you. People think this ayah is talking about money. When someone loses their job, they say, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you have taqwa, if you fear Allah, if you're conscious of Allah, you'll get a job tomorrow. And that's not how it works. Because rizq is not just job and wealth and money. Rizq could be the guidance from Allah. Rizq could be the pleasure of Allah. Rizq could be that you have no job in this world and you have no money, but you have a big property base in paradise. That could be rizq as well. So don't twist the meanings to money in this world. People sometimes do a talk, the many ways to get rizq from Allah. The rizq of Allah is not limited to wealth. Someone asked me the other day, he says, what dua should I say to maximize my income? He wants me to give him some kind of a spell. He says it, Ya Razak, Ya Razak, Ya Razak, 100 times. He wake up the next day and all the stocks he invested in have gone triple. That's not how it works. If you ask Allah for rizq, He might give you a righteous spouse. If you ask Allah for rizq, He might save you from an accident. If you ask Allah for rizq, He might place in your heart love for the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you ask Allah for rizq, He might make you die a death that ends you in paradise. Death could be rizq. Yes. What does Allah say in the Quran? Don't think that those who died in the path of Allah have really died. That death was a rizq from Allah. Allah provided for them something far better than what they could fathom. Don't limit your understanding of rizq. What are the mindsets that we should have when we understand this name Ar-Razzaq? The first thing, when you really realize Allah's name Ar-Razzaq, you become more generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم.
Give them from the money that Allah gave you. This is my bottle of water. If I realize I didn't earn this, I didn't do a thing to earn this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided it for me through means I cannot fathom. Now, if somebody in the audience is thirsty, then I should realize I am the means to provide water for them. Allah is providing them through me. And I should not look at how much water is left in the bottle. Because where did it come from? I didn't produce it. I didn't dig it out of the ground. It didn't rain from the sky and I caught the water. Allah provided it for me. And if I give it to someone else, Allah will provide me as well. This wasn't mine in the first place. I'm living on borrowed money. This is borrowed water. It's the masjid's water. Literally, I took it from the room, the media room. This is not my water bottle. So if I can I can get it from there and I give it to Muhammad, surely Allah will give me more water. We become more generous, more giving, less tight-fisted. Economic uncertainty, this environment that we live in, it makes us more careful with our money. Because we're scared. We have a fear. We're worried. How are you going to pay the bills? We're not going to give sadaqah this month. Why? I need those 10 pounds. My gas and electric bill is going up every month. I need to put the radiator on. I need those 10 pounds. I can't give it to this person or that person or the masjid. But if we believe, if we know for sure, this wasn't my 10 pounds in the first place, I am borrowing it, it is a loan from Allah, it's easy. It's not mine in the first place. Here you go. We become more generous. The second mindset that we get from the Ni'mar Razzaq. We stop thinking that wealth comes from my efforts. We start to remember that wealth is only according to how much trust we have in Allah. When Qarun, Korah, one of the leaders of Banu Israel, Allah swallows him in the earth. That's his punishment. Who can tell me one of the things that he said to do with rizq? Yes. Exactly. He thought that his wealth all came from himself. What's the Arabic? Who can give me the ayah? Tafaddal. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this wealth, this bank balance, because of me and my hard work and my CV, my efforts, my degree. It's nothing to do with Allah. So Allah sucked him in the earth. Okay, Habibi, where's your rizq now? Where's your hard work and efforts and your CV and everything you did now? Where are you going to go? How does the mud taste? That's what happened to him. Because he over-relied on himself. We are a people now, we're a generation where we give a lot of credit and confidence in ourselves and our efforts and our job and our CV and my hard work and me. We don't forget that ultimately it is Allah. And if we know it's from Allah, then we would rely on Him. We wouldn't rely on the paycheck. One of my teachers, Allah, may Allah have mercy on him, he used to say something to me. He used to say, Hisham, when you leave your house and you lock the door, ask your heart. Phenomenal thing, may Allah have mercy on him. He said, ask your heart, am I relying on this lock to keep my house safe? Or am I relying on Allah to keep my house safe? I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, you could rely on the lock and the whole house can burn down in a fire and leave the door standing. Where was your lock? We put a lot of trust in these things. Locks, jobs, paychecks, people. We have to relieve ourselves from the... And if you do put trust in these things, you become more anxious and more depressed and more stressed. Why? Because all these things, you can't rely on them. They're not reliable. One day your house alarm works, the next day there was a glitch in the system. Sorry, you lost your TV, your plasma screen TV, 52-inch. Serves you right, you shouldn't have bought one in the first place. Yes. When you trust people, things, processes, you will be anxious. You'll always be anxious. And you'll be living on antidepressant medication. Because you put your trust in something that's shaky. It sinks. It's unreliable. But if you put your trust in Allah, Allah always comes through. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sunan Tirmidhi, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If only you trusted Allah the way He deserves, لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. He would have provided for you like He provides for the birds. They wake up in the morning with an empty stomach and they go to sleep at night with a full stomach. May Allah make us of the mutawakkilin, those who trust and rely upon Him. So we said the first mindset is? Sorry? The first mindset that the name Ar-Razzaq gives you? You become generous. Second mindset? You trust Allah. You stop trusting people and processes and companies and banks and this. And you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one, it makes you ambitious. You know, Muslims, we have very modest ambitions. You ask some, you pick someone off the streets, a Muslim brother or Muslim sister, what's your ambitions in life? I want to get a minimum wage job. Yeah, Sheikh. One of your prophets, Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he made dua, he said, oh Allah, give me a kingdom nobody has ever had. That's how you should make dua. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you're asking Allah something, ask Him for the penthouse of Jannah, Firdaus. Don't ask Him for the bottom. So I ask you, what do you want to achieve on this dunya? And you say, I want to get a BTEC? No, Shaykh. You should be the PhD from Oxford. You should be the, you know, at the United Nations. You should be the biggest business person in Manchester. You should be ambitious because you know Allah is going to provide for you, not yourself. So you should ask Allah ambitiously. Not just for the afterlife, but in this world too. Allah wants us to be people who look after this dunya and who benefit from this dunya. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your part of this world. Be ambitious when you ask Allah. But ask Him so you can benefit others. Don't ask Him because you're greedy. Allah, I want a Lamborghini. Why? So I can drive on the day of Eid on Windsor Road and show people how what sounds my engine makes. No, don't ask Allah. That's not ambition. That's foolishness. That's lack of intelligence. Be ambitious, because the one who provides for you will give you a blank check. So why are you asking for £5? The check is blank. Write whatever you want, because he will give you بغير حساب. The fourth mindset. So we said it makes you more generous. It makes you trust Allah. It makes you ambitious. And last but not least, it makes you not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, many people, most people on earth today, your economic situation, your financial situation, you didn't choose it. There are people, 99.8% of the wealth of England is owned by a group of 2,000-3,000 people. Most buildings, assets, things in the UK is owned by, there's a lot of inequality. Most people have nothing, and then there's a tiny portion of people who own everything. In this situation, you might become somebody who's negative thinking. What's the point? Why should I work hard? Where am I going anyway? It doesn't matter. Allah chose for me to be poor. I'm just going to be poor for the rest of my life. Allah tells you in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah gave people different levels of rizq. Not by their choice, by the choice of Allah. Does that mean they are more pious? If you have more money, does that mean you're more pious? What does Musa alayhi salam say to Allah? رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْوَالًا. Oh Allah, you have given Fir'aun and his people all this money and all of this power. رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ. How? Oh Allah, they will then use all of this money and power to destroy and to misguide people. This is the proof in the pudding. Rizq is not just money and food. The greatest rizq is guidance. Knowing Allah is Ar-Razzaq makes you hopeful. That wherever Allah has placed me in the ladder, am I wealthy, am I poor? Both are a test. If you are wealthy, the test is harder. Do you know why? Yes, tell me. Sorry? That is the test, that you don't show off and be arrogant. But why is the test of being wealthy harder than the test of being poor? Yes.
Because when you're poor, you truly feel like you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But that's not when you're rich, you think you don't need anyone.
Allahu Akbar.
So after that, you start to know it
gets to your head. Yes, if you're poor, the hunger in your stomach will tell you you need Allah. And you know you're being tested. But when you're wealthy, you don't realize you're being tested. You don't realize that what you have is a test from Allah, and Allah will ask you for it. And that is why we should not always be eager and excited by material goods. because with it comes a test. And yet at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَ الْمَالِ الصَّالِحِ لِلْرَجُلِ الصَّالِحِ. How excellent is it for a righteous person to be wealthy? That's a brilliant thing. Not a bad thing. But the wealth should be in our hand, not in our heart. And with this, we come to the end of today's lesson. Who's going to tell me the mindsets that we should take from the name of Allah Ar-Razzaq? Gentlemen, don't let the kids shame you. Don't let them embarrass you. We need some of the uncles as well. Some of the older ones as well. Yes, Habib.
To be generous.
Mm-hmm. Ar-Razzaq means you feel generous. Yes, Ammi. You rely upon Allah, not on yourself, not on your CV, not on your salary. Yes. Yes.
Being ambitious.
You be ambitious. You don't think small, you think big. Yes, Ammi, at the back. Sorry? You think, huh? Optimist. Ah, you become, you don't be hopeless. Yes, you are hopeful. You have hope in Allah because Allah has provided when people had nothing. Yes. Aha, you become enslaved to Allah and not enslaved to wealth. You eat to live, you don't live to eat. Yes? I have a few more one-liners, but I save them for the future sessions. Any more?
I was going to ask you about that.
You said seven. Huh? Imam Razi said there's seven differences between Allah's rizq and human rizq. Yeah, but the mindsets, I think, are four. They came on the spot, so I don't know how many I said in the end. But inshallah, we'll see what you come. Jazakum Allah khairan. One last thing before you all go. I'm going to tell one last thing before you all go. Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to go to the desert, middle of the desert, nothing there. He does ask Allah for rizq. But can anyone tell me, was that the first thing he asked Allah, or the second, or the third, or fourth?
Was it the first?
He thinks the first thing Allah asked him is rizq. Anybody else?
I think first he said,
mm-hmm. Good. Yes, Akmil. Uh-huh. Faj'al afidatan min an-nas tahwi ilayhim warzuq min ath-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. So in what rank did rizq come? Third place. Imagine if you go to a desert, the first thing you're going to ask Allah for is, Allah, let me live, I need some food and water. What's the first thing Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah?
Salah.
Imagine. رَبِّ إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِن ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Oh Allah, I've left my family in a place with nothing, no vegetables, no land, nothing, next to your house. What's the first thing I need from you, oh Allah? Oh Allah, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Make them people who pray salah. This is the greatest rizq, is to be connected to Allah. You might have no food, you might have no money, you might have no people, but if you have Allah, you have everything. فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, make the hearts of people gather to them. Second thing, oh Allah, give them community. Before he asks Allah, give them food, give them people who love them. Because where there is community, there is food. And third, وَرْزُقَهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Provide them with fruits. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. What's the last thing I want you to all go home with? The greatest rizq you can have, the greatest thing Allah can provide you, is a connection to him. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.